We're up to Daf Nun Dalet. We're starting five lines from the bottom of the Amid Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Iboyiluhu. We're discussing the Zadin. When you're Poydir Maiser Sheini, the Bailim has to be Maisav Chaimish onto the pigeon. So how do you Cheshbin the Chaimish? Chumshim Legav or Chumshim Lebar? Chumshim Legav means that the Chaimish is a Chaimish of the Keren. For example, if you have a Keren which is worth 20, so you add a fifth of the 20. A fifth of 20 is 4. So you would be paid, if you have $20 worth of maaser, you would be paid it onto $24 worth of money. Or chum shem al bar means that the chaimish is chutz the keren. In other words, the keren is 20, the maaser sheni is 20. So you divide the 20 into 4 parts, and you add a fifth part. So it comes out that the fifth that you're paying is a fifth of the total of the Karen and the Chaimish. So that would come out that if you're dividing the Karen into 4, so it's 5, and you add another 5, so it comes out you would be paying 25. So the Chaimish Milabar is more expensive. So that's the Shail, is the Chi of Chaimish Milagav or Milabar. Amar Avinu Tashma. Habaylim, here this case we're talking now is a case of Hegdish. The Lach is, if a person is Magdish something, and then he wants to be paid it, so we have to make sure that Bezdin get, that Hegdish gets the most money possible. Now, when the Bailam is Poide, something from Hegdish, so he has to be Maisif, another Chaimish, onto the Pidyon. Another person who's Poide doesn't. So what happens if the Bailam wants to be Poide something, and there's someone else bidding, he also wants to be Poide. So HaBailam Oimim BeEsrim. If the Bailam is willing to pay Esrim to be Poide the Hegdish that he was Magdish, V'chal Adam BeEsrim, and there's other people also who are not the Bailam, they also want to be Poide for Esrim. The loch is habaylim kaidman. We give the first rights to the baylim, the pnei shemisif and chaimish, because it's more beneficial for hegdish for the baylim to be paid for esrim than for achayim to be paid for esrim. If someone else is paid for esrim, hegdish only gets esrim. If the baylim is paid, then he adds, besides the esrim, he adds the chaimish. We'll see the gemara is learning that the chaimish is going to be another 5. He pays 25. So of course we let the baylim be paid. What happens if omer echad harelai beesrim veechad? The Bailam says, I'm willing to pay 20. Someone else is willing to pay 21. But again, when the Bailam pays 20, his 20 is 25. It's 20 plus Chaimish. The other person only has to give 21. So therefore, the Bailam is Kaidman. However, he doesn't just give 25. HaBailam Noisnim Esrim B'Sheish. He has to give 26. Why? He has to give 21 to match what the other person is bidding. Because Hayayis, another person valued the Hekdish for 21. So that becomes the value. So the Bailam can't undercut that. He has to match that value, 21. But the Chaimish is not based on what the other person offers. It's not a Chaimish of 21. It's based on what he offered. A Chaimish of 20, which is 5. So he pays 21 plus 5, which is a Chaimish of what he offered originally, a Chaimish of the 20, total 26. If the other person offered Esrim V'Shnayim 22, HaBailam Noisnim Esrim V'Shev, same Cheshbon. He has to match the 22 offer. And then a fifth of the original offer that he made, another 5, 22 plus 5 is 27. If the other person offers Be'esrim V'shalish, so Abaylam Noistim, Esrim V'shmoin, he matches the 23 plus 5, which is a Chaimish of the 20 that he offered. Be'esrim V'arba, if the other person offers 24, Abaylam Noistim, Esrim V'teisha, he matches the 24 plus 5, which is a fifth of the 20. If the other person offers Esrim V'chamish, HaBailam Noistim Shleisha. He has to match the 25. And then again, he gives 5, which is a Chaimish of the Esr. Why doesn't he give a Chaimish of what the other person offered? The Fisha Ein Moisif and Chaimish Al Ilui Shelzeh. You don't have to be Moisif a Chaimish of what the other person raised the price. You give a Chaimish of the amount that you offered. Akoponim Shema Mina, from this whole din, that Chumshe Melebar Shema Mina, because we keep saying that the Chaimish of 20 is 5. If it's Chum Shem Legav, the Chaimish of 20 is 4. So we see Chum Shem Lebar, Gemara says, and Echanam, it's a klar rai from here, Chum Shem Lebar. Zog the Gemara, Be'emes, this shayl is a machlaikis tanom, ketanoi. State in the Pasik, this is also talking about when you're paid the Hegdish, the Yosef Chamishisoi Olov. Machlaikis tanom. Rabbi Yashi says, what does that mean? The Yosef Chamishisoi, Sheyehu, the Chaim Shoi Chamisha. That when you add the Karen, together with the Chaimish, you get Chamisha. In other words, the Keren is 4/5, and the last fifth is the Chaimish. So you see that Chaimish is Melebar. אז היה הלטר ביאשי. ביוניס נאמר, חמישי סוי, חמישי סוי, חום שוי של קרן. You take the chaymish of the קרן. In other words, you divide the קרן into five, and a fifth of the קרן, that's what you pay. So he holds חום שוי לגב. יבואי אלוהו, חיימש מעקב או אינה מעקב. Here we're going back to מייסר שני. The law is when you're paid your מייסר שני, you have to add to the מטבי, you have to add a חיימש. Is the חיימש מעקב or not? What happens if the person, let's say, had $20 worth of payers and he was paid it on $20, didn't add the חיימש, not four, not five, he didn't add חיימש at all. Do we say that, okay, he owes now a חיימש, but it's not מעקב in the pigeon. The pigeon happened. And mele the ma'aser sheni that he has is now mechul, it's chulin, and he can eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim, even if he doesn't give the pidyon, even if he doesn't pay the chaymish. He has a chayv, he's got to pay the chaymish, but it's not ma'ak of the pidyon, or no, it's ma'ak of the pidyon, and kol zman that you weren't ma'aser chaymish, it's not considered you were paid to the ma'aser sheni, and it's also to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. Zog the Gemara, dalid, what's the tutz to adam? Do I say dalid b'dalid park? If you have something worth four and you were paid it for four slum, so the dalet b'dalet park, the keren is nivde, is nischal for the amount of the keren. Va'kenafshe ma'isav chaymish. You yourself have to add a chaymish. That's a chayv mama that you have to do. But the pigeon was the keren, keneged the money valued over the keren. Alma chaymish lai ma'akev. Oydilma, the other tzad is no, that the din of chaymish is it's a gzer sakosiv, that when you want to be paid the, you have to be paid the four for five. Oydilma arba b'chamisha parak. When you want to be paid the something worth four, you have to be paid it on something worth five. I guess this is the case of chaymish malabar. And oybazoy b'chaymish ma'akev. That's how you cheshma the pidyon. Without that, there's no pidyon. Chaymish is ma'akev. So that's the Gemara's shayla. Omar Avina Toshma Hadmai Ein Loi Chaymish. Dmai means you bought payers from Amoritz. Reiv Amoratzim Ma'asun Haim Chachamur Mesakin that you have to Ma'aser Mach Masachshasha they weren't Ma'aser. So Hadmai, when you're Ma'aser, the Ma'aser Sheini, Ein Loi Chaymish. You don't have to be Ma'aser Chaymish when you're Paida, the Ma'aser Sheini of Dmai. The Ein Loi Beer. We know that every third year, all the Ma'asers that weren't Nizbar and given to the right people have to be Nizbar and Abayis. Ma'aser sheni shel demai, there's no chiyuv beer. Is mashma hokeren yeshlei, but the actual ma'aser sheni you have to be mechal. And kol zman you weren't paid to the ma'aser sheni, you can't eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. My time, what's the chilik? Why the keren is ma'akev? You can't eat it if you were not paid, but if you didn't take a chaymish, that's beseder. Must be keren the ma'akev v'deraisa isa v'derabon hayos the keren. When you have Ma'aser Sheni Deraisa, if you weren't paid it, the Keren, then it's Ma'akev, and you can't eat it Chutz Yerushalayim, you're over Alav. So Meile, Ma'aser Sheni Derabonon is also a Kalponim, there's a Chiyiv to be Ma'afresh, to be Mechal the Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'asha Enkin Chaymish Deloy Ma'akev, the Chaymish, which is not Ma'akev B'Deraisa, even though there's a Chiyiv Deraisa to be paid a Chaymish, but if you don't do it, it's not Ma'akev in the Pidyon. So Meile, Hayais, it's not Ma'akev, but there's a less of a Derabon. When it's only Derabon, the Gemara is saying there's no Chiyuv Bechlal, even Lechatchila, to be Ma'asef HaChaymish. So we have a Raya that Chaymish is not Ma'akev. So the Gemara, this Shaida, whether Chaymish is Ma'akev, the Achil, the Chutz Yishalayim, Leime Ketanoi, Shteit, Nosan Asa Kern, V'Lei Nosan Asa Chaymish. Someone had Peiris Ma'asef Sheni, and he was Mechalit, but he was only Mechalit the Kern, and he wasn't Ma'asef HaChaymish. That you can still eat it, chutz to Yerushalayim, you're not over an Isser. If you weren't paid with a chaymish, you can't eat it, chutz to Yerushalayim. The pigeon wasn't chal. Omer Rebbe, Nirin divre Rebbe Lezer b'Shabbos. L'halacha am soymech on Rebbe Lezer when it comes to Shabbos. That on Shabbos, even though you weren't nosan as a chaymish, you can eat it. Because Shabbos, there's an inyan of Einik Shabbos and Kvayt Shabbos. So therefore, it's not ma'akiv, the achila, because you didn't take the chaymish. However, when it comes to choyl, there, it's nearly the psak, like Rabbi Yeshua, that b'choyl, he has no union of covered Shabbos, so then you can't eat it without being paid for a chaymish. Is mashma. Me the amr near and divre b'lezer b'shabbos. B'chlal, the pliga for the b'choyl. Rabbi Lezer holds that you can eat it without pidyon, even b'choyl. Even b'choyl, if you didn't take a chaymish, you can eat it. you have to be paid to the Karen. But if you weren't paid to the Chaimish, even B'chol, you can eat it. We don't pass like him B'chol, we're only make like him on Shabbos, but he himself held the Shita Fila B'chol. Mida Amr Nir and Div Rabbi Yeshua B'chol, that Rabbi says B'chol, he passes like Rabbi Yeshua, that you can't eat it if you weren't paid to the Chaimish, Mechlal, that Rabbi Yeshua himself hold, Mechlal the Pliga Fila B'Shabbos. He holds even Shabbos with his Kway Shabbos, but if you weren't Maisef HaChaimish, it's Mak of the Pidyon. My love, what's the Mechlal of Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? But my love, B'chol Svar, Kamifli, the B'lel of his Sover Chaimish Loim Ma'akiv. So the Zabad is a chiv to give a chaimish, but it's not ma'akiv. So may the bein b'shabbos bein b'chayil, you could eat it even though you weren't ma'isav chaimish. Rabbi Yeshua saw a chaimish ma'akiv. So ma'ale, even on Shabbos, you can't eat it without being paid for a chaimish. Amra papaloi, zishkan raya, that's what the machlokes of Blazer Yeshua. Ken zayin the kula alma chaimish loy ma'akiv. Could be everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yeshua also agrees that Mikra Adin, the Chaimish, isn't Ma'akiv, and maybe you can eat it, Chutz Yerushalayim, although you weren't Ma'isav Chaimish. So why does Rabbi Yeshua hold that Lo Yoichel? It's only a Gzeir Derabon. V'hocha b'chashinu l'pshiusa k'miflegi. Ma'ar sabr chashinu l'pshiusa, ma'ar sabr l'chashinu l'pshiusa. Mikra Adin, if you weren't Ma'isav Chaimish, it's not Ma'akiv the Pidyon. Only the Karen is Ma'akiv the Pidyon. However, there is a Chiyav to be Ma'isav Chaimish l'kul alm. Even Blazer agrees there's a Chiyav l'chatchila to give a Chaimish. Rabbi Yeshua was chayshish that if you're going to let him eat it before he was ma'isav chaimish, he's going to forget about giving the chaimish. He won't do it. He'll be peshaya. The Rashi had the kamer Rabbi Yeshua layoichem derbanu kamer shem yifshe v'yisiyayish will eat him chaimishoid. So to prevent him from being misiyayish from giving chaimish, Chacham said layoichel. But me'ikar adin, everyone agrees that the chaimish is not ma'akiv. Omer Rabbi Yoichan, even though we just saw now machlokes by ma'aser sheni, whether you weren't Ma'isav Chaimish. So the Gemara came out now, the Papa said, Avad Me'ikra Adin, everyone agrees that the Chaimish is a Ma'akiv. However, there's a Machlaikis, whether you can eat it without being Mechal HaChaimish because of a Shaila of Cheshina L'Pshiyusa, or Rabbi Yochanan, HaKol Moedim Behekdish, till now we're talking about Sesheni, but HaKol Moedim Behekdish Shechilu, if a person was Magdish something and now he's Mechalit, and he wasn't Ma'isav HaChaimish in the Pidyon, Hoyel V'Gizbar and Toiv V'Noisav B'Shok, so there, everyone is moide that you could be nahene la'acher chilul, even though you didn't give chaimish. The hainu, because me'ikra adin, the chaimish isn't ma'akiv, and there's no cheshina l'pshiyusa, because you always have the gizber to remind you that you have to pay up the chaimish, because if the gizber meets you, he'll be teveya, even b'shuk. So me'il, there's no chash of cheshina l'pshiyusa. More behekdash lo'i pligi, everyone agrees behekdash that you could use the hekdash in eschal, even though you didn't give a chaimish. Vatanya, nasa by hekdash state, nasa nasa keren v'loy nasa nasa chaimish. You didn't give the gizber the chaimish. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, chilul. The hekdash was neschal, you could use it. V'chacham Oimerim, loy chilul. Omer Rabbi, nirin divre Rabbi Elazar, that it's neschal even without the chaimish, behekdash. V'divre chachamim b'maiser. By hekdash it's takim mustaber that even though you weren't mice of the chaimish, it's beseder because you taka have the svara of the chashin lepshiusa because the gizber will remind you. But it's near in divr chachamim that if you weren't mice of chaimish with mice sheni, you can't eat it. It's near in divr chachamim with mice because there you have no one to remind you. There's chashin lepshiusa. The gemara medayik mida amar near in divr belazer beheglish mechlal the polaga filu b'mice the belazer that's meikel. Is Meikel not only behegdish where you have the svara of the gizbe is going to remind you, he is Meikel even b'maiser. Midakam and nirdir chachamim b'maiser. Mechlal, the inu, that the chachamim who aser, pligia filu behegdish. They hold even behegdish, you can't use the chilul if you weren't maiser fachaymish. So how could you say that everyone agrees by hegdish that it's neschal even without a chaymish? You see clearly the chacham held that even by hegdish, it's not neschal if you weren't ma'isav chaimish. So the Gemara, Avada, there is a machlokes. Eli itmer hachi itmer. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, hakol moedim b'shabbos behegdish shachil. In other words, hegdish alone, als the svara of the gizber is going to be teveya. That's not enough of a svara to say that lechashin lepshiusa and b'di'evid, if you weren't mechal, you can go ahead. B'di'evid, if you weren't ma'isav chaimish, it's neschal. And Shabbos alone, even though there's Indian of covered Shabbos, we're also not going to be Meikel. But Hakol Moedim, B'Shabbos, B'Hegdish, where you have two Svaris. You have a Svar that it's Hegdish, and Meil the Gizbel will remind you. And in addition, it's covered Shabbos. It's talking about a Michael over here of Heglish that you were paid the out's covered Shabbos. You want to be able to use it. So there, everyone agrees. Be Shabbos, be Heglish Shechil. Chodeh d'chsev across the Shabbos Einik. Ve'oid, ha'il v'gizbar and tev'n ha'isi b'shuk. So there's no chshash, you'll forget, and you'll come to be Pesheya and not to give the Chaymish. Zohar d'gmar v'ayter, Omer Omer Barcham, Harei Omru, Heglish ein mischala al karka. When you want to be paid the Heglish, you have to be paid it with kesef. You can't be paid it on karka. The Rachmana Omar, the Nosan ha-kesef v'komlo, kesef alo karka. Shaila is, that's been a gay of the keren. But there's also a din when you paid the Heglish, you have to be moisef a chaymish. So there the shaila is, chum shayim ma'o shayis chal ala karka. Can you give the value of chaymish in karka, or does that also have to be like the keren of an osna kesef v'komlo? Similar shaila by truma. If someone eats truma shel koyin, so the halacha is truma ein mishtalemes ela min achulin. When you pay back for the truma that you ate, you have to pay back, can't pay back money, you have to pay back peiris that's roi liyas truma. The Rachmana Omar, the nosan lekoyin es hakoydish, and we darshan dover haroi liyas koydish. You have to give something that could become truma. The hainu, you have to give chulin. But you can't pay mois. Shaila is chumsh. When you eat the truma from a koyin, besides the keren, you also have to pay chaymish. What's the halacha? Is the chaymish doyma to the keren? Chumsh ma'o shi yishtalim shalai min achulim. When he pays the chaymish, does he also have to pay from payers? Or can he pay cash, begodim, shavakasif, something which is not royally as truma? Similar shaila, meiser. Meiser sheni ein mischalil ala simoim. Can't be mechalil on a matbei that doesn't have a tzura. Rachmana Omar v'tzarta kesef biyotcha. The rabbi is the lashon v'tzarta. The rabbi is called over sheyeshal of tzura. So the same shaila is that only b'negeya the keren or more than the chaimish that you have to add ma'u sheyischal ala siman. So the gemara is galgul milsam otl kam the rabbi. The shaila came in front of rabbi. Omar lehu, Omar kra. In all these cases where there's a chiv of chaimish, the lashon apasuk is v'yosef chamishisay olav. A love is mashma that it has to be a love ala keren, similar to the keren. The rabbi is chumshe kemoisoi, that just like negeya hegdish, you can't be paid on karka, the chaymish can't be on karka, maiser sheni, just like the keren can't be nivda on asima in huad in the chaymish, and by truma, when you pay back, just like you have to pay back dovaroi li eschulin for the keren huad in the chaymish. Amravina afanan amitanina, vasashteit hagoinev truma veloi achla. Someone gan the truma, and the truma is ban, so he could return the truma. But there's a chi of kefil because he's a ganav. Mishalom tashlume kefil, the made truma. The kefil that he pays is a knas, so he pays the made truma, the value of truma. The value of truma, zoktrash, is a lot less than the value of chulut. Number one, it's only roi lachile lekahanim. Even kahanim can't eat it be made to mosan. And once it's nitma, it's also the gamri. So maybe the value is a lot less. So the kefil, you pay the value of the made truma. Ochla, what happens if you're going to truma v'ochla, so it's not ben, so you have to pay the keren besides the kefil, and you have to either pay a chaymish too. So ochla, mishalim shnei kronim v'chaymish. One keren for the return of the gneva, the other keren is the kefil, and then the chaymish for eating truma. And the Rice explains, keren v'chaymish have to be menachulim, dover royally is truma. A keren, which is the knas, the kefil, the made truma. Because by the chaymish it says, say the chaymish, and one of the kronis, you have to pay peiris. You can't pay mois. It's a raya that chumshe kemoise. Omer Rav, gabegezel ksiv, v'chamishisov yosef alov. If someone gamvez, and he's nishbal the sheker, he's koifer that he never stole, and then Adam come and say that he gamved and he's moide. So the loch is, besides giving back the gzeve, besides the keren, he has to pay a chaymish v'ashem. So the Lashon HaPosuk is V'chamishi Sov Yosef Alov. Chamishi Sov is a Lashon Rab, that it's possible to have many Chumshim. Snan, as I stay talking to Mishnah, that Nosan Layas HaKeren, if the Gazlin paid up the Keren, and then V'nishba Alachaymish, he makes now a Shavuos Sheker saying that he gave back the Chaymish, and Adam come and say that he didn't, and he's Chazer V'hoide. So now he's a Moisef Chaymish Alachaymish. The Chaymish that he was Nishba l'sheker becomes now a keren. This is a new gzeila. And besides paying back that chaymish that he never paid, he now has to pay a chaymish for the chaymish because there's a new asham gzeilis on this chaymish. And this happens again and again. If now he was Nishba the Sheker again on this new Chaimish, so this new Chaimish becomes Keren, he has to pay another Chaimish. And this continues and continues, Achi Yismayita Keren. Pachas Mishav Pruta. Keren means over here the Chaimish that he's being Nishba the Sheker on. Till that Chaimish finally becomes less than a Shavu Pruta, then there's no din anymore of Chaimish. That's Benegeya Hashem Gzeilis. Gabe Truma. If someone eats someone else's Truma, the loch over there also is that he has to pay back the Truma plus Chaimish. Ksiv ishki yoichu kodesh bishgaga v'yosav chamishi soy olav. So there it doesn't say Aloshin Rabim chamishi sov. It only says chamishi soy, which would be mashma one chaimish. But still, hagam the Aloshin Apostik is not mashma kama chaimishin, but in the Mishnah's mevor there is kama chaimishin. Snan, ha'oichu truma bishoygik, someone who eats truma bishoygik, mishalom keren, v'chaimish. Echad ha'oichu, nishkanaf kamina, whether you ate truma, v'echad ha'shoyse, you had yayin or shaman shal truma, also a chiv, ve'echad hasach, because we pass in sicha k'shtiyah, so mele sicha is like shtiyah, and shtiyah is like achila, so there's a chiv chaymish on sicha as well. Echad truma tahoyre, ve'echad truma tameyeh, mishalom chumshe, ve'chumshe de chumshe. The Mishnah adds that it's shayach also to have kama chumshen by truma. For example, when you pay back the keren v'chaymish, you have to pay dover haroi liyas truma, and the keren v'chaymish, the payers that you pay back, they themselves become truma. Now, if you're to go and eat up that chaimish, so it comes out again, you're eating truma, you would have to pay another chaimish. So that's the case of chaimish al chaimish. Ve'ilu ga b'maiser b'maiser sheini, loy michtiv ksiv, v'loy misnetone, v'loy yibu yiboyilon. B'maiser sheini, there's no remez in the pasuk to multiple chaimishin. There's no mishnah that mentions it. V'loy yibu yiboyilon. We didn't even clear shayla whether there's multiple chaimishin. For example, the case would be, if a person was paid the Maaser Sheni on Mois, and he added a Chaimish, and now he wants to be paid this Mois. If he wants to be paid this Mois and other Mois, there it's not mentioned Bechlal, such an Indian of adding a Chaimish. Now, even though we said by Truma also in the Torah doesn't say Chamishisov, and Afa became the Mishnah says that there's multiple Chaimish. And Dr. Ashi, there there's Chacha Remiz B'Torah, because the Lashon HaPosuk by Truma is Vi Yosef. It doesn't say Yosef. It says v'yosav, the vav is mashma kilu an extra chaimish. So maybe Chazal dashen that there is a chetimtze by truma of multiple chaimishim. But Maaser Sheni, where there's no remez b'kra, the mission doesn't mention shnei chaimishim. So the Gemara gabe hegdish ksiv imamagdish yigolas beisoy v'yosav chamishis kesef erkecha. But hegdish, if someone wants to be paid the hegdish, he has to be moisav a chaimish. And here the Torah writes chamishis, it doesn't say chamishisav. It's a loshen yochid. It's not mash from more than one chaimish. Usnan, the state in the Mishnah, ha'poydish es hegdeishoy, moisif chaimish. You have to be moisif a chaimish. Chumshe tnan. It says once chaimish. Chumshe de chumshe loy tnan. A second chaimish not. For example, if a person would be poyde hegdish, and he adds a chaimish, and he gives a chayfetz to hegdish, which is worth the keren of the hegdish plus the chaimish. And now, the chayfetz that he gave, tachas the chaymish, he wants to be paid to that. Would he have to be moisef a chaymish on that chaymish that he was magdish when he's paid it? So in the Torah doesn't say any mashmois, because it says lashon yachid. The mission doesn't either say more than one chaymish. My, what are the two tzadim? Gabi truma ksiv v'yasa. By truma also doesn't say in the Torah, it says chamishisoy, it doesn't say chamishisov. And still it's mevor in the Mishnah that it's shayich more chumshin. So is the pshat, because it says v'yosav chamishisoy, so the vav of v'yosav is marbe more than one chaimish, oy bazoy gabe kodesh nami, haksiv v'yosav. It also says loshen v'yosav by hegdish, so therefore it also means more than one chaimish. Oy dilme, the pshat by truma, why there's more than one chaimish, is not because of v'yosav, no, oy dilme gabe truma ksiv v'yosav, and we go with a svore, with a limud of goyin and meisif and v'darshan. We find in Shas sometimes, you take away an extra vav, and you're moisif it someplace else, and you darshan it. So here too, by truma, it says v'yosav chamishisoy. So ishaklis le levav de v'yosav v'shodis le achamishisoy havali chamishisoy. It's not from the word v'yosav. If it's from the word v'yosav, you have the same thing by Hegdish. It's the vav of v'yosav. You take away the vav, and you add it to the end of the word chamishisoy. So now chamishisoy has two vavs at the end. So I guess the Gemara is saying that the second vav is doime to a yud, it's read chamishisov. Chamish, it's oibazoi, Havel Chamishi Sov, which is a Lashon Rab. And that's where you get the extra Chaimish by Truma. So that only works by Truma, not by Hektish. Because by Truma it says, V'yosef Chamishi Soy. There's a Vav at the end of the word Chamishi Soy. If you add another Vav, it's Chamishi Sov. Kabahegdish Ksiv V'yosef Chamishis Kesef Erkecho. There's no Vav at the end. So maybe even if you add a Vav at the end, Afagav the Chishakas Le Vav the V'yosef V'shadis Le Chamishis, even if you take the Vav from V'yosef and you put it at the end of the word Chamishis, Soyv Soyv, Hav the Chamishi Soy. It's not going to say Chamishi Sov, it's going to say Chamishi Soy, which is Vayter Lashon Yochid. So maybe you can't be medamet to Truma. That was the Gemara Shaila in the Gei Hegdish. In fact, Gemara, I don't understand the Shaila B'chal. V'tepek lei, the Havle, Hegdish Sheini, v'omer b'shul Malevi, a Hegdish Shisha Moisev Chayim, shal Hegdish Sheini, and Moisev Chayim. Shabushul Malevi says that the whole concept of being Moisev Chayim on Pidyon Hegdish is if you're Magdish, a new Chayfetz to Hegdish, and you want to be Poydit, you have to add Chayim. But if the Chayfetz that you're giving to Hegdish is not a new Nedavah to Hegdish, it's coming mikoyach a kedusha rishayna. The haina, there was something that was hegdish, and you're mechalal something else tachas that kedusha. So the original kedusha goes now on the second chayfetz. In that case, when you're paid to the second chayfetz, you don't add a chaymish. Hegdish yishem oisav chaymish. Hegdish sheni yishem oisav chaymish. So memele, how could you even have a shayla if you're oisav chaymish on the chaymish that you're mechalal? That chaymish that you're mechalal is Hegdesheni. So even on the Keren that you were Mechal, when you had a Chayfetz of Hegdesh, it was worth 4 Zuz. And now you go and you give Hegdesh Chafatzim 4 Zuz plus 1 Zuz. A Chayfetz, Keneged the Keren, Keneged the Chaymish. Even what you gave Keneged the Keren, Keneged the 4 Zuz, if you're paid to that, you wouldn't be giving a Chaymish. Because that's not Hegdeshishin, it's Hegdesheni. So Kolshkin, if you're paid to what you gave connected the chaymish, you're not going to give a chaymish. Madach connected what you gave for the carry, you're not going to be ma'isav chaymish, because that's a hegdesheni kolshkin the gab of the chaymish. So what's the shayla bechlal? Amadir a papi der avina? No. On the chaymish, there's a bigger tzad to be ma'isav chaymish than on the carry. Hachi amar rov chaymish ketchil as hegdesh dami. Bishul Malevi's memory was hegdesheni. So bishleime what you're being mechal the carry on. When you're being mechal the hegdish and you give the keren, so that is now hegdisheni. That's coming mikoyach hegdish rishon. But the chaymish that you're adding when you're being mechal the hegdish, that's not coming mikoyach any kedusha. That's a new nedava. Let's say you had a chayfetz that was 4 zuz from hegdish, and now you're being paidit for 5 zuz. So the 4 zuz is the 4 zuz that was connected the chayfetz, connected the keren. That's a kedusha sheni. Because it's coming mikoyach the kedusha of the 4 zuz that was already hegdish, but the 5th zuz that you add the chaymish, that's not connected anything. So that's daimet hakedusha yishayin. So meila now is a shayla. When you're being paid to that, are you ma'isav chaymish or not? Is my havala? What's the ma'isa the halacha? Amar after yumi mishmei dabaye. Amar kro by hegdish it says v'yosef chamishis kesef erkecha. So here it says chamishis next to kesef erkecha. Kesef erkecha is the keren. Is makish chumsha the kesef erke? Ma kesef erke in moisef chaimish. On the keren, you're always moisef chaimish. Av kesef chumsha inami moisef chaimish. Gufa amr b'shul malevi al hegdash yishim moisef chaimish wal hegdash sheni ay moisef chaimish. Amr av amai time the b'shul malevi, what's the makar? Amr kosh, shayt a pasuk b'hegdash v'im ha-magdash yigal as beisay. And then it says, v'yosef chamishis kesef erke cha'olot. So we da'ashin ha-magdash, the one who's magdash the original chayfetz. He's the one that when he's paid it, he's ma'isav chaymish. But v'loy ha-matvis, someone who's not magdish something new, he's being matvis. He's being matvis, the kedusha from hegdish on his chayfetz. In that case, there's no chaymish when you're mechal that. Zog di gemara, toni tana kameder belozit. Shtet ha-posik, v'im ba-behema ha-tmeye upod le-be'erkecha. The posik over here is talking about if you want to be paid a behema tmeye that you were magdish for bedek ha-bayis. It says, "Babehema hatmei upod beerkecha v'yosef chamishisoy olov." Now the Lashon HaPasuk is "Ve'im babehema hatmei." Should have said "Ve'im behema hatmei." Then you're paid. Then you're ma'isav chaimish. What's the bibehema? So we dashin that the din of chaimish is learnt out of behema tmei. Any type of hegdish which is similar to behema tmei that you're magdish, there's a din of hisafas chaimish, which is what ma behema tmei miuchedes. Shetchilosa hegdish, Behemet Tmeye is something which is the original Hegdish. It's not something that was brought to Hegdish as a pigeon for another Hegdish. It's a Tchilas Hegdish. The Gemara later is going to ask, Mechitese. In addition, V'kula L'Shamayim, because Stam Behemet Tmeye, you can't be Maglish it for a carbon. And there's, so what's the point of being Maglish a Behemet Tmeye? So Elamai, it's going to be the Kabayas. So it's Kula L'Shamayim. The Maglish has nothing from it. As opposed to, let's say, a Behemet Tahoyre, that you could be Magdish for a carbon shlomim, and then the Bailam gets something, he gets the Basr. Umoyalamba. So right now the Gemara is understanding Moyalamba means Hilchas Me'ilah. That Behemet Tmeye, if you were Magdish of the Bedek Abayis, it's Shaykh Me'ilah. Afkol, Shatchilasa Hegdish, Kula L'Shamayim, so too things that are the original Hegdish, and it's Kula L'Shamayim as opposed to Kachum Kalim, which is not Kula L'Shamayim, Moyalamba, there's a Din Me'ilah. Now Rashi is going to say that, the Gemara is going to ask in a minute that that's not true. We find Me'ilah by other things too. In addition, Rashi and Taisus both ask, it's Mamash HaDoichik to be Moikim this Pasuk by Me'ilah. This Pasuk is not talking about Me'ilah, it's talking about Pidyon Hegdish. However, the Gemara asks the second Kasha. Zog the Gemara, Omer the Reblazo the Tanna, Bishloim Kula L'Shamayim. I can understand what you're saying. That when is there Me'ilah? Only something which is Kula Shamayim. Lemute Kachem Kalim. That Kachem Kalim, there's no Me'ilah. By Shlom, there's no Me'ilah. Kivin the Isla Bailam Gavayu, since it's not Kula L'Shamayim, the Bailam has a Chelik in it too, so lesbu Me'ilah. El Tchilas Hegdish, Lemu Tamai, what do you mean that there's no din of Me'ilah only by Tchilas Hegdish? Tchilas Hegdish, Huda Isbe Me'ilah, Saif Hegdish, lesbu Me'ilah, only something which is the original item that you were Magdish to Hegdish, something which later you're going to be paid that subject to Me'ilah, and something which is Saif Hegdish. Saif Hegdish means that it ultimately stays by Hegdish. It was by the Kabayas, and they used it to build it as part of the Beis HaMikdash, or was a carbon that was Hukrav. You're going to tell me there's no Me'ilah? It's not true. There is Me'ilah. Zog the Gemara, when it says over here, V'yashba Me'ilah, we don't mean Hilchas Me'ilah. The Gemara is Matcha Begdoichik, but the Gemara, Dil Me'ilah Inyan Chaymish Ka'amrit. That all the Brayis it means is like this. That Ma Behemet Tmeye is something which is Tchilas HaHegdash, and it's Kula L'Shamayim. U'moyalim Ba, and when you're Paide, you have to be Ma'isav Chaymish. So too, everything which is Tchilas Hegdish and Kula Shamayim, Moylan, but meaning you have to be Moysev Chaimish when you pay it. What does Moylan have to do with Moysev Chaimish? So, Trashi, because by Me'ilah there's also a din of Chaimish. The Allah is when you're Moyl, you pay Karen V'Chaimish. So, Me'ilah, we use the Lashon Me'ilah as a remnant to the Indian of Chaimish. It's Takashver. Why didn't the Gemara just say simply Moysev Chaimish? Why did we hop on this Lashon of Me'ilah? Other Yishayim have Taka different shot in the Gemara, but Kalpanim, that's how Rashi learns. And what's the Ikr Chiddush of this Braise? The Brayis is coming to tell me when is the din when you pay the hekdash your ma'isav chaimish davke tchilas hekdash, but hekdash sheni there's no chaimish which was the din of Rabbi Shul Malevi that we just saw before. Amalei, you're right in hachi kamina. That's taka what I meant. That's what the Brayis is telling us. Moyalim means that you're ma'isav chaimish. Taisus asked the kasha, why do we need a new drasha? We just said before the drasha is hamagdish v'le amatvis ayin b'taisus. Amalei of Ashi the Raviner. Besedir. So now you want to tell me we're talking about the din of Hosafas Chaimish Bepidyon. And you're telling me we learn out from Behemet Tmeye, just like Behemet Tmeye is Dafke Tchilas Hegdish. You don't have Behemet Tmeye, which is Hegdish Sheini. It's always Tchilas Hegdish. So too, only Tchilas Hegdish has Pidyon. Has Hosafas Chaimish Bepidyon. Feg de Gemara, Behemet Tmeye Betchilas Hegdish Isa Be'emtze Hegdish Lesser. Why can't you have Behemet Tmeye? Be'emtze Hegdish, you were Magdish Chayfetz, the Metaltalin to Hegdish, and you were Poidit, and instead you were Magdish Behemet Tmeye B'mokim, that Chayfetz. And now you want to be Poidit, the Behemet Tmeye. So why can't you have, by Behemet Tmeye, a case of Hegdish Sheni? Be'emtze Hegdish Lesa. Amar Lei, you're right, you technically have Emtze Hegdish, you have Hegdish Sheni by Behemet Tmeye, but the Fisha'inib is Hoif Hegdish. Ma'isagret, it's not something which is Soif Hegdish. Soif Hegdish means that it stays in the Rishos Hegdish, either as a carbon or as part of the binyan of the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, or Chedoyme. Behemet Tmeye can't be Bedekabayis La'olam because you can't build it into the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring it for a carbon. So ultimately, it's going to have to be Nifta. So maybe that's something which is not the Soif Hegdish. That's what we mean. Ma Behemet Tmeye, which is not something that could be the Soif Hegdish. It's Tchilas Hegdish. Zog the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Medifti the Ravina. Okay, beseder, it can't be Seif Hegdash, but Be'emtze Hegdash Miyah Isa. all you're telling me is there can't be Seif HaKadosh. It has to be Nifta somewhere along the line. Maskim. But it doesn't have to be Tchilas HaKadosh. So if it could be Amtsa HaKadosh, so Ibazoi Veloisif Nami Chaimish. So why are we learning from here at Din that HaKadosh Sheini doesn't have pidgin with Chaimish? It's Daimit to Behemet Tamei. Behemet Tamei has Amtsa HaKadosh. Amalei Harehu Kesoif HaKadosh. That you're right, the Metzias is Shaykh, there's an Emtze Hegdash, there's Hegdash Sheini by Behemoth Temeya. But when you're Magdish Behemoth Temeya, not as Tchilas Hegdash, but as a pigeon for another Hegdash, and then you want to be paid to that, it would have the din Kesoif Hegdash. Ma Soif Hegdash ain't a Mice of Chaimish, Af Emtze Hegdash ain't a Mice of Chaimish. Soif Hegdash, you're not Mice of Chaimish, Pashat, because by definition, if it's Soif Hegdash, that means you weren't paid. What does Soif Hegdash mean? Soif Hegdash means you reached the end of the line, that you're not being paid, that it stayed Bishos Hegdash. You used it as a carbon, you built it into the, if it's a carbon, you used it as a carbon. If it's a chayfetz, you built it into the Beis HaMikdash. It stayed Bishos Hegdash L'Olam. So you weren't, that's what the definition of Soif Hegdash means. You weren't paid it. If you're not paid it, it's not Shaykh HaChaymish. So Mele, we learn Emtze Hegdash from Seif Hegdash. What Rashi explains is, Seif Hegdash doesn't need a pasuk that there's no Chaimish. There's no Chaimish because there's no Pidyon. But Hayayis, there's a Miyat. It says, Bibbehemet Temei, we're darshaning a Miyat over here. So Mele, we're darshaning Seif Hegdash, but Seif Hegdash, like we just said, you don't need it for itself, because Seif Hegdash, by definition, means you weren't paid it. So Behechrich, the Miyat of Seif Hegdash is really coming to tell you for Emtze Hegdash, that since Behemoth Temei is something which doesn't have Seif Hegdash, because it can't stay indefinitely Behegdash because there's not something that Hegdash can use it for, so it has to be paid the Nivda along the way. So Mele, Behemoth Temei is Memayit Seif Hegdash. And we don't need the Miyat of Seif Hegdash La'atzma because Seif Hegdash usually doesn't have a pidyon. So we use it for Emtze Hegdash. And Mele, we say that Behemoth Temei, that the Miyat of Behemoth Temei teaches me that Emtze Hegdash is Daimit to Seif Hegdash. Just like Seif Hegdash, there's no chaymish because there's no pidyon. So to emtze hegdash, even though there is pidyon, there's no chaymish. Amalei Rav Zutta Rei Rav Meir Ravina, my chazes the medame say the seif hegdash. Nidmai the tchilas hegdash. Why should we medame emtze hegdash by behemet temeya to seif hegdash rather than to tchilas hegdash? Just be medame to tchilas hegdash. Just like tchilas hegdash is herself as chaymish, so why didn't emtze hegdash? Amalei, it's mestaber the seif hegdash havle damuye. Shekei nitfas minitfas. The Tchilas Hegdash is something that you are Magdish bepiv. This is the original Hegdash. Whereas the Emtze Hegdash and the Seif Hegdash is something that was Nivde, so something that was nitfas, the Kedusha from Hegdash, from an original Hegdash. So maybe this, the Emtze and the Seif have a similarity. That's why we're more Medame, Emtze to Seif, instead of Emtze to Tchilas. But there's a similarity from Emtze to Tchilah. The Tchilas Hegdash Havla Damuya, Shekein Dover Sheesh Achav Kedusha, Midover Sheesh Achav Kedusha. Both Tchilas Hegdash and Emtze Hegdash have a stage of pidyon afterwards. Mashenkin Seif Hegdash, that's the end of the rope. You're not paid, it's staying now in Hegdash. So the Gemara falls away, Taka, from this Drosha that Emtze Hegdash could Seif Hegdash, but we darshan like this, Kedomer Rav, just like it says by the Pasuk, and from there we learn out the hey hayidia ha'oila oiler yishayne, to teach you that the first carbon that you're makriv every day is the carbon oiler shel tamid. Hachanami the hey bebehema hatmeya. The drasha isn't from bebehema. The drasha is from the hey of hatmeya. Is telling you just like the hey is ha'oiler yishayne. Here the hey is hatmeya hatmeya yishayne. That the first, Behemoth Temeya, the first one that you were Magdish, the original Hegdish, that's when the Torah says you should be Moisef Achaymish. But the subsequent Hegdish that you were paid the original, and now you're being paid the second, Hegdish Sheini, there's no Hesaf is Chaymish, and the Chiddush is, like Rabbi Shulman Levi, that Hegdish Sheini has no Chaymish.